Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, my people. How you doing? Me, I can't complain, you know, a day at a time, just taking it nice and slow at a pace that I can handle. So it is what it is. Otherwise, I've got a smashing album review for you today and we're taking it to DR Congo. And I think you can guess who it is, right? And before we get into the podcast, do visit motomotomusic.com. That's the website where you can get all the album reviews and more podcasts. And of course, PayPal icon, top right hand corner, donate. Please, it would make such a difference to the work that we do so that we continue giving you podcasts into 2021.
The latest African album review is...
Fally Ipupa is back with a new album titled Tokus 2, and the DR Congo legend needs no introduction at all. He's been on top of his game for so long, and he continues to deliver to this day. Here is a review of his latest body of work, and I'm excited about this one. Tokus 2 has 16 tracks. Released under Elektra France and Warner Music France, it has a 47-minute runtime, four features, including Nino, Mpogora, Naza, and Daju. Multiple producer placements, including Sese, Junior A. Laprod, Denny Synth, Julio Masidi, who I think has most of the production credits on here, the Bionics from Belgium, and Fally Ipupa himself, and more, of course. The album cover sees a clean and simple white background, then Fally looking super swaggy with a checkered shirt that also looks like it doubles up as a poncho. I know that sounds hella weird, but check out the cover and tell me if I'm seeing things. He sports two pure gold rings and his trademark shades. I mean, when it comes to style, Fally Ipupa got it. Tons of it, man.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Milolo is a wonderful track to open up such an album. It's fast enough that you want to move to it, catchy enough that you won't be able to resist anyway, and fire enough that it makes you wonder how good the album is if it starts off that way. That level of confidence to put such a good track first is something I applaud when any artist does so. But it comes as no surprise because, I mean, it's Fally, guys. Obomanga has a lighter touch beat-wise compared to Milolo, which allows Fally Ipupa to shine vocally. It is more Afrobeats inclined, and this might end up being a song general Afrobeats lovers appreciate more than other songs on this album because of the composition's relatability. By the time I got to the first collabo, which is Likolo featuring Nino, I was already catching a sweat, and that song didn't give me a break either. The chorus is pacier than the verses, exhibiting a well-worked interchange between the two. It's also a very easy to remember chorus where the word Likolo is repeated, I think maybe four or five times, so it's just over and over, and by the time you get to the second chorus, you know what's coming, so you're singing too. The song Nairobi was interestingly very francophone Afrobeats like. The surprises didn't really stop there. You ever heard Fally Ipupa on a Zouk beat with an urban twist? Well, Tokus 2 gives you that on the song Ozeyanga featuring Naza. I mean, Julio Masidi snapped on the production here. You also get more Kizomba Zouk vibes on Situmele's Tem. And that one, I think, is quite a dope track, something different, and I didn't actually expect to hear Fally Ipupa in that sort of zone. It was great to hear one of my favorite French artists, Mpokora, on Justine Froid. It's a dance number with a killer Congolese rumba guitar. And I think it kind of even goes to the Ndombolo side of things. And this one could do very well in France because the vibe is something they could rock with over there. And also, I mean, the awesome thing was Mpokora was also Christina Milian's bae, sang in Lingala, and had a lot of Congolese fans amused by daring to do so in the first place and actually doing it well. He's getting props for that, and yeah, it was nice to hear. But power combination, I mean, Fally Ipupa, legend, Mpokora, another legend, come on, man. The very last song on Tokus 2 Animation is the full straight up Ndombolo track on here, and more like a for the people back home type of track, which was well done. It will get you dancing and it's like, yo, this is the Fally Ipupa I wanna hear, man. Like, yeah, just listen to it.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
The genres that you find on Tokus 2 are Congolese rumba, Ndombolo, Kizomba Zouk, R&B and Afrobeats to make an overall urban Afropop blend that is unique to Fally Ipupa. The way I see it, this is more Fally Ipupa's international side. It's amazing how he can switch things up from album to album. One album you get, you know, something that's more local and it's like, yo, this is a straight up DR Congo sound. And then the next, he's kind of like fusing things up and doing a bit of Afro beats, urban Afro pop, and just mixing it up. This one, though, is definitely less local and more international. The longest song on Tokus 2 is 4 minutes 11 seconds, and the shortest one is 2 minutes 14 seconds. That was interesting to see most of the album being sub 3-minute songs, which suggests a keen eye on maximizing the streaming numbers. If the song is nice, you have to play it twice, right? True story. In the sequencing, things slow down around track 6. After starting off pretty mid-tempo and even picking up on some tracks, it picks up again on a different tangent to close off the album in what I would call spectacular fashion, courtesy of bouncy yet smooth numbers such as Kole, Mombebe, Migrant des Reves. Ah, man, my French is non-existent. Anyway, you get the picture. The guitar finds itself as the most prominent instrument in various forms, from the pentatonic multipliers synonymous with Ndombolo and Sukus to captivating acoustic. Tokus 2 gives you a bit of everything. The mixing and mastering was so good. Take the song Amor, for example. Goodness me, I was in music heaven by that point. I fell hook, line, and sinker for the vocal work on Migrant des Reves, which he enlists a talented team to back him up, and some top work by Belgian production duo The Bionics. They killed it. The whole album was easily world class in terms of that mixing and mastering. That's technical side of it, where just paying attention to the sonic detail, crazy, absolutely crazy. No maybes, ifs, or buts, strictly world class. Fally Ipupa is so experienced at giving us fire music that it's unfathomable that he would fumble the bag, so rest assured, he did no such thing. Tokus 2 sees Fally Ipupa flex his abilities expertly and just remind us that he's a very versatile artist.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Fally Ipupa to me is a best of both worlds kind of guy. He goes to tap into his DR Congo roots at every opportunity, from the language such as using Lingala, right through to the music itself, and then mix it in with world genres that mainly are sort of what we are accustomed to hearing commercially all over the world, to make a sizzling blend. His voice is a fantastic unifier, and it transcends genres with ease. My favorite songs on Tukus 2 are Obomanga, Unku featuring Daju, Justine Foy, Milolo, Migrant Des Reves, Sante, Amor, Mon Bebe, Color, and Animation. Upon counting, I actually favorited, I think, 13 out of 16 tracks, actually. And this album goes to my no skips list, because the whole damn thing is fire, bro. I highly recommend this album for all African music lovers. This one does have a bit of youthful allure to it for Fally Ipupa project, as well as international appeal. It is available across streaming platforms, so do what needs doing. You won't regret this, I promise you. I believe if you buy a physical copy of the album, you also get 5 bonus tracks as well. Interesting. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.